B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
A two-hand jam! Welcome to Philadelphia!
All right! Man, Joel Embiid, that's impressive. All right, Chris Heck will join us coming up at 1:15. So we'll get Chris up at about 1:15. Talk to Jill, check in with Chris about the Sixers and what's going on. He's terrific and celebrating a little 7-6 day. Should be fun. Also, we're going to get back to your calls at 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Let me ask you this. I've been wanting to throw this your way. So you heard about the Redskins name change. Here's your odds. You ready?
All right.
The Red Tails is the favorite. 3-1.
Okay.
The Washington Red Tails. The Generals, the old USFL, 4-1. The Presidents, 5-1.
Come on.
The Lincolns, 6-1. The Veterans, 8-1. The Capitals, 9-1. The Americans and the Memorials and the Monuments, all 10-1. The Kings and Roosevelt's, 12-1.
Stop.
The Red Hawks, 15-1. The Jeffersons, 20-1. The Renegades, 22-1. The Arlington's 25-1. The Hogs, 50-1. You like any of those names?
No. Washington Capitals, really?
Yeah, with the OLS, not the ALS.
Okay. Come on.
I don't like any
Jeffersons.
Of them.
We're going to go Presidents.
Yeah.
Washington Lincolns.
Today.
Come on.
I don't think
exactly.
Anybody's safe today.
You should go Washington Sentinels. If you ever seen the movie The Replacements, the Shane Falco.
I didn't see that.
Oh, man,
I didn't see that. I won't see that.
Gene Hackman.
I was out there. Yeah. Then you have the Cleveland Indians' new name if changed. Are you ready? The Spiders, 3-1.
Why?
The Naps, 4-1. The Guardians, 5-1. The Buckeyes, 6-1. The Dobies, 7-1. The Wild Things, 8-1. The Blue Sox, 9-1. The Rocks, 10-1. The Cuyahogas, 15-1. The Crows and the Rockers, 20-1. The Unions, 25-1. The Fellers, 33-1. And the Great Lakers, 40-1.
The Cleveland Great Lakers? Are you serious? Oh, that's bad.
These are the odds, according to...
It would have to be something that makes sense, their area, right? Like, you'd have, like, okay, I get all the president stuff, right? Because it's D.C. Obviously, those aren't good names, but it would have to be something that makes sense with their area. I don't know what makes sense with Cleveland. Construction?
You will... Let's go back to Washington. If you're going to do Washington, you got to keep something to do with the red, right?
I guess, but Red Tails?
I don't like Red Tails either. I know. It's 101, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. A lot of fun today. It's been a fun day. 7-6 day right here on the station, so keep it right here all day long, celebrating Sixer basketball. Mikey Miss, we'll have Jay Rich on, among many of his guests. We'll talk to Sixer President Chris Heck coming up in about 10 minutes, and we'll talk to Tim Legler. Legs will join us at 1:30 today. So, and we're having some fun because we're talking about the idea of, all right, what's the rotation? It's actually a really interesting conversation when you think about the makeup of this team. And let's check the poll because we're trying to figure out who's your five? Who's your starting five? Listen, we all know that ending the game is more important. However, you know, you got matchup issues, who's hot. You know, that could all change. What's the tenor of the game? You need threes? What are you doing? You need more defense? So we're trying to figure out who's your starting five. My starting five, I'm going to shorten my rotation. It's going to be Simmons and Matisse and Richardson. Those three guys kind of as the wing and the wings with Tobias and Embiid. Those are my guy. I'd start with that. I bring Shake off the bench so I get some scoring off the bench. Along with Horford, I got Al off the bench. And then I do my Burks, Korkmaz, kind of, you know, couple minutes here, couple minutes there. You know, maybe Korkmaz gets hot. He gets a little bit more run, but he's not going to really see a lot of time the way I look at it as they shorten my rotation. What's the poll tell you?
Poll at 975, middays, over 1,000 votes now. And we have Simmons, Richardson, Harris, and Embiid as the four slated. So who's that fifth member of the starting five? The options: Al Horford, Shake Milton, Furkan Korkmaz, and Matisse Thybulle. Shake Milton still in the lead. It went down a little bit. It's 47.5% of the vote. Matisse Thybulle around 35.5% of the vote. Al Horford, 9.4% of the vote. And Furkan Korkmaz just below 8% of the vote. No love for Korkmaz.
Nor should he.
Exactly.
What's Al at?
Al is at 9.4%. So below 10.
Still a lot. Still a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder.
Is there any way you would start Al?
I have.
And revisit the idea of the length and now that he's healthy?
I have thought about it a lot recently, and I think the reason why there is close to 10% of the vote is, and I like Shake Milton, he's a nice player, but when you look at those names, right, you see Shake Milton, you see Furkan Korkmaz, you see Matisse Thybulle, and then you see Al Horford, and you go, oh, well, it makes sense because he's a proven veteran, a successful veteran. He had a bad year this year, but he's had a pretty damn good NBA career.
Great career, yeah.
And you compare that to guys like Milton, Korkmaz, and Thybulle, you go, okay, this is the playoffs now. I'd much rather go with Horford. But I guess, do you think, all right, Horford is obviously the more proven player out of the other three, but were they more successful with that second rotation when he came off the bench? And it looked like they were. It looked like they didn't miss that much of a beat because they clearly did for the majority of the season before they made the trade for Burks. Not like Burks made this huge impact at first, right? It took them a couple games to get used to it, but you could tell the difference when it was Horford and Burks entering the game as opposed to, I don't know, Mike Scott, right? Remember, James Ennis was one of the first guys off the bench before he got traded alongside Furkan Korkmaz. You know, you've had the Neto experiment, who should not play a second in the playoffs. You know, maybe it is better to take Horford out of the starting five, not just because it improves the starting five, whether it does or doesn't, but it improves your second rotation, which they've been killed by a lot.
Yeah, they have. But here's the bigger reason why I bring Horford off the bench is in the playoffs, I need to shorten my rotation. Therefore, I need to find out, I need to give Embiid rest. So now I got my five covered throughout the game.
Right.
So when you look at it, it makes sense that I always have Embiid or Horford on the floor.
Yeah, you're going to see the rotation where sometimes they do play at the same time. I'm sure they can do that at the end of a first half, at the end of the game, if that's what ends up being the best five that's out in the court, or as you've mentioned a couple times today, the matchup, depending on who's on the other side. But yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And that, to me, was the reason why you brought Al Horford in the first place.
Dude, I look at this team, especially with the emergence of Shake, and if Shake could be, you know, give you anything off the bench scoring-wise, I just think this team could be extremely dangerous. I love where we're sitting at.
Yeah, I mean, we love to grouse about Ben Simmons and not shooting enough. No. And we love to grouse about Joel Embiid not showing up every single night, and Al Horford having a bad year. And all these things are correct. Like, everybody has a good point. But we never complain about the bench. We never do. And the bench was awful this year, except for the nights where Korkmaz would light things up. Well, I don't know. When you looked at this bench, right, you had Neto and Burke as your two ones coming off the bench. Burke barely played, right? And then it was Howell Neto. And did Howell Neto give you anything? He had one good year this year, remember? Or one good game this year. Remember Simmons said, hey, you know what? He's hot. Let him stay out there. And then he did nothing the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was against Cleveland.
That was his one good quarter the entire season.
By the way, I don't want to see any Neto. All right?
No, you don't. He better not play a second.
No Neto.
He better not play a second.
No,
Brett will find a way to get him in. But hey, it's a...
Well, I'm hoping that he has his epiphany during this period has been to that you're not playing Euro ball. And right. So don't play the Euros that much.
Right.
Play the bullies, not the Euros.
That would be nice. So, yeah, I mean, you look
We're
at the bench.
We're in the town of the bullies.
The bench hurt the Sixers this year. Yeah. Your two guards, Thibault was good until he hit that rookie wall. And then after that, Ennis, you trade him away. Mike Scott was a huge disappointment this year. And who else was really part of the rotation? I know other guys played, right? Like Kylo Quinn played, but he wasn't really part of the rotation. The bench was a huge, huge disappointment and a disaster at points this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. Let's go to Mike in Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey.
Yeah, what's going on, cuz?
How are you, my brother?
What's up, Andrew? Good, man. I hope you guys had a good holiday.
You too, man. You too.
Hey, you know what? I think I got an idea for the name for Washington. I think they do need to keep some of it, but I don't think they need to keep the red part. I think they just go Washington Pigskins. I mean, keep the skins, your nickname.
I gotta tell you, that's good.
You change the logo. It's football related. You, I mean, Washington, D.C. is not even a state. You don't have to do anything geographical there. It's Washington Pigskins.
I love it. And here's the other thing, too. You got the hog thing that's a big part of your past, right?
Right.
So the Pigskins is great. I love it. I think Pigskins works.
I don't know why it's overthinking it, and I can't believe I didn't even hear that as any odds.
That's no odds on that. It's a write-in.
Suggestion.
Yeah, that's a great one. I love it. Mike, I like Pigskins way better than anything else on that list.
Right, than any of those names. I don't need any of those other names. Yeah. But then again, who cares? I hate them. They're in the NFC East. They're going to be basement blowers anyway. I don't care. I'm calling last week. two other things real quick, because man, I'll tell you what. I really wanted Denzel Mims, but did you see those comments?
No.
What did he say? Philadelphia? Oh, man. Get Andrew to find it on Twitter. He called us...
Trash City? He called us a Trash City?
Dirty and disgusting.
Wow.
In words. Dirty,
now, he's saying that because he didn't get drafted here. He got overlooked, but
maybe I don't know. I hear them comments, and I just wish that didn't.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't.
Oh.
Where'd that come out of?
He tweeted it. It was on Instagram, and I instantly thought of you because me and you both had the conversation. We wanted that guy, right?
Yeah,
I wanted that guy.
Listen, I feel about Rule. I love Matt, and I thought Mims would be a good fit here.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you see his comments, it's gonna make your blood boil.
Yeah.
All right, last thing, real quick. So. Where are you at on percentage for all four leagues playing? Because every day I feel like it changes for me.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's do this, and we should do the daily vibe. All right.
Yeah.
And I like the daily vibe. All right. So let's go. And now you give me yours, and I'll give you mine. We'll start off NBA. NBA, I think, is the favorite. I'll give you mine first. The NBA is 90%.
Yeah. See, I'm at 70.
All right.
I'm at 70 today.
All right. NHL. 80%.
Yeah, about the same, 75, 70. Those two sports, I feel like they have a plan.
MLB, 50%.
I'm at 25%.
Okay, and then NFL right now, I'll go 30%. And again, they'll play, but I don't think on time.
Yeah, I'm 40, 50%. You know, what's messed up is baseball has had more time than anyone to figure this out. They have the least amount of contact between players. And to be honest, I feel like they have the least chance of actually playing a game.
And the amazing thing about it is, like, they've had the KBO to look at, right? Now, again, obviously South Korea is small. Well, it's way more smaller, the whole thing. But still, I agree. I'm the least, at this point, optimistic that baseball plays.
I need something because I can only watch the Blu-ray DVD to Super Bowl so many times. Go Birds!
David Columbus, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey!
Hey, what's going on, Antlers?
How you doing, Dave?
Happy. Not too bad, man. Happy 76th day.
Happy 76th day to you, Dave.
Hey, man. Gandhi said it the best, man. Excuses for this team. Like, they are, you know, they built for 16. It's built for 16, Dave, anyway.
My man. I met Built for 16, Dave, at the Parks, Tunis.
Yes.
Built for 16.com. He's a good entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. It's the absolute truest, you know, ism that you can have about this team. They are built for the playoffs. I mean, the 82 game season that we had is fine with Brett tinkering and doing a little bit of stuff, but now he's got to get to the business of winning in the playoffs, because that's what the Elton Brand put this team together for, was to play in the playoffs.
You're right. I mean, this is what's good. Now, it's going to be so crazy and weird and the whole thing, but I do think you'll be able to glean something from it, right? I do think that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there is definitely opportunity for the team to be, like he said, there's no excuses, but there's nothing to get in their way of interferences. You don't have no outside. It's just in the bubble. You stay focused and be, you know, partying. There's none of that. Then just go out and do what you do. Everybody's healthy. I mean, we have a chance to really make a deep run, and I'm just excited.
I'm really looking forward to Dave too. Is the fact that we're going to get basketball from noon until whatever the game start. Last game I think starts at 10. So you know, noon to 12:30, right? Every day. Oh, I'm in.
That's phenomenal. I'm all the way in. I'm all the way in. So yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to you know, the season resuming, and you know, we get ball back. We war ready, man. It's time to go to war and take advantage of the opportunity that Brett had to be able to have time to look, you know, to the future and play the way that this team was built. That's all I need from him, is to play the way this team was built.
I agree.
Bully ball all day.
I agree, brother. I love it, Davey. Thank you, my brother. Be safe, all right?
Man. All right, no doubt. You too, man. You and the family, be safe. And, you know, I'm going to send some pair of y'all way real soon.
It sounds good, brother. Built for 16.com. I love it, man. That's cool. Andrew, noon to 12:30 every day, basketball.
I can't wait, man. We're going to be going nuts.
Right? Oh, my God. Please play. I don't know. The whole thing of going without sports, forget about the pandemic, but
yes.
Going without sports would be worth it in this situation.
You get noon to 12:30 every day.
Till October. Well, you know, until the playoffs and whatever. But you're going to have, like, that's going to be awesome.
You know what I haven't done yet?
And in hockey, the same thing. Hockey's going to be, because they're playing in Edmonton, hockey's going to be till
late.
2 o'clock
late.
In the morning.
You know what I haven't done yet?
All summer.
I still got to inform my wife that, you know, you went 4 months without needing to watch a sporting event. Soon, that's all that's going to be on in the house. Literally, all day. I'll get home at 2 o'clock, 2:30 after the show, and boom, it's time to watch whoever's playing. Hey, listen, hon, I'm sorry, I got to watch Grizzlies Rockets. It's one of the regular season games.
We're going to be watching all those. Are you kidding me? We're going to be watching everything.
As starved as we've been, of course I'm going to watch any Grizzlies game. I'll watch any team. I can't wait. It's not going to be like, nah, I'll just watch the Sixers today. No, it's going to be, oh, there's another team, another game going on. I watched the tournament this weekend. The ESPN tournament.
Yeah,
I watched it.
It was a Saturday night.
I couldn't turn it off.
I did too. Who's that kid? The one kid, all the threes. One kid was really good.
I forget, but Khalif Wyatt.
Yes.
Khalif Wyatt had a great day.
You know, he still played Iverson, the kid Iverson.
Yes.
Who's pretty good.
Yep, and then Chris Paul's team had a guy that put up close to 30. They won last second.
Yeah, that was a great game. Whatever. That was a great, the love or whatever.
Yes.
The PTP.
Yeah.
And
it was a great game. It's like, I couldn't stop.
What? I watch more, like, garbage sports.
Yep.
Dude, I got to tell you, I do like the EPL.
Good.
I like the EPL.
Good. I can't get into it, but good.
I was watching the I like the Bundesliga, but the EPL, I kind of like it. I like the EPL. I don't have a team. I got to find a team.
That's why I can't get into it. Like, I'm excited for the MLS because I'll be like, all right, let's go Union.
With the, right. Yeah, I agree. That's coming up, by the way.
I know. And I can't wait. I'll be like, all right, let's go Union. I will get behind my squad. I can't get behind Liverpool. You can't just jump on at Liverpool. All of a sudden, you're a front runner.
Yes.
You can't do that. That's why I can't wait for MLS. At least I got a squad.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you so see, I can watch Bundesliga.
Dude, the odds are it. Did you see the odds for this? Forgive me too. I got, I'm trying to coordinate. There's Chris. Chris is calling now. So I want to get to Chris. Explain to Chris where we're at, Tunis, right now when it comes to taking a break. It's 7-6 day today. So we're celebrating all things Sixers. And the president of the Sixers, who is an absolute, what a terrific, terrific staff he's got. He's put together. They are wonderful down there. Chris Heck joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Chris!
Anthony.
Happy 7-6 day,
breath,
baby.
Anthony. I'm out of breath. I'm hustling. I wouldn't miss an opportunity to be on your show for anything, so thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? Thanks for taking a couple minutes. We appreciate it. What's first of all, happy 7-6 day. What a day to celebrate this great franchise. And I just think about how far you've come from when you guys took over to where we are now.
Yeah, I think, listen, this is the weirdest time that any of us could have ever imagined. But, we think Philadelphia makes lemonade out of lemons. So we want to deliver to the fans like they've delivered to us over the last many years. And I think it's a real opportunity for us to have some fun while the weather's nice and be outdoors. Of course, distance, but we're going to do some really cool stuff and some cool things that are very kid-centric all the way up to our season ticket member base and the general fan. Where basketball's back, Anthony. We're here.
Yes, yes! And it's going to be incredible. Every day from noon till midnight, wall-to-wall hoop.
I love the schedule. I mean, we all love March Madness, and we get a little bit of that in July and August, and it's hopefully we have a nice run that goes all the way through October, but it is a real treat to be able to play again, so we're very grateful.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and again, we've said this before, built for 16, this team has it, and we spent all day, think about the interest, all day long today, we've been talking about, all right, what's Brett's rotation? Do you start?
Right.
Yeah, Al. Do you start? Like, I want to start Matisse. Some people want to start Shake. It's such a great thing that we can discuss in depth the rotation of going into this restart.
Yeah, you know, and I'm excited to see what other guys that may have had ups and downs during the year, like how they respond. I mean, in many ways, this is a newer, better season for a team that had a lot of nagging injuries. We had a lot of inconsistency with lineups because of that. And wow, we got 8 games and then it's like, it's for real. So it's for real in the playoffs. And I think that, we have a lot more depth than any of us recognize because we had so many injuries this past year.
Yes. And I'm curious, I love Al. And Horford would, you know, always would not make excuse, but that knee was really bothering him. I'm curious, you know, how does Al respond? Because I expect Al to be a much more effective player.
Well, there's a couple things I know about Al Horford. Number one, from his early days at Florida, the guy stepped up in the postseason. And when he was in Boston, he certainly stepped up in the postseason. So we have high hopes for Al to be following suit this playoffs this summer.
I agree, brother. I think this is going to be so much fun. You got to do me a favor. When you have a plan, all right, I want you to come.
In the bubble, by the way, Anthony. I know you want it.
I do. I asked.
Snuck in, but we can't do it.
I asked Chris Tunis. I was begging Chris to be in the bubble. I still want to. So if there's any way I could go to, I'd be.
You never know. Maybe the bubble will open up if we make the run. You know.
Right, and I'm hoping maybe I'll be Scotty Rigo's assistant. You know what I'm saying? So
Rigo didn't make the bubble. He's taking a knee on this one because he's got a bunch of babies and kids at home. So
that's right, the baby.
Yeah, so he'll be working from afar.
Oh, man, if Scotty's, that's amazing. I'll do Scotty's job, all right? I'm in. I'll be assistant to Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, we got 37 people with 17 of them being basketball players. And I think it's almost like how race car drivers, like, they all have the same car, essentially. So, like, I think it's a real benefit to us that it's all controlled and, the more our guys can actually be control the results, the more optimistic I get.
Oh, man, I'm getting optimistic, too. I'm getting optimistic, Chris. It's going to happen. Do me a favor.
We're going to do some fun stuff.
All right, too, when you know about your fun stuff, hit us on the show. Let us know. We'll bring it out to all the people about it, okay?
Yeah, we will be active in the marketplace. Certainly leading up to August 1st. And I am telling you right now, get ready for some of the things we're planning by the playoffs because we won't disappoint, I promise you.
You know, I want to do like a watch party, social distancing, on the beach down the shore.
We may even have a bigger idea than that. So stay tuned.
All right, I'm in. Just count me in for everything, all right?
You are in. I got, now that I have a reserved spot for you.
All right, great. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Brother, listen, be safe, and God bless the family, and then we'll talk soon when you're ready to announce all this stuff.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear from Legler because, I mean, let's see if what kind of love he gives the Sixers.
Well, he's always
a good Philly guy.
Yes, he is, and he gives the Sixers a lot of love.
On a national scale.
That's right. He will. I promise. He's coming up next, so we'll listen to him. Thanks,
awesome.
Brother.
He's great.
You're the best, yeah, man.
Thanks for everything.
See you, buddy. Chris Heck on the Comcast Business Hotline, Sixer President. We'll come back with legs straight ahead next. Let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? That's right, DraftKings. The UFC Fight Island is finally here. That's right, UFC 251 set to be the best yet with the big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. This is an event you really don't want to miss. And there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet 20 to win 100 on either fighter. This week is full of action from golf to European soccer all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered. And for the two big fights this weekend, DraftKings offering all users not one but two profit boosts when you place a bet on UFC 251. Just place a pre-match bet on a fighter. If they win, your payout increases. DraftKings Sportsbook, U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. Plus, easy to deposit. Withdraw your funds whenever you want. To top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook offering the best sign-up offer to date. Right now, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for limited time. New users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet 20, win 100. Yep, that's right. No matter if you pick Usman or Burns, your odds will be boosted to $20 to win 100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now. Sign up with FANATIC. That's our code, FANATIC. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with the Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, don't forget, 7-6 day, we're going to celebrate it through Mikey's show. Mikey's got Jay Rich on. At our 7-6 day on the Fanatic, powered by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in Pennsylvania, is back open with plenty of space for social distancing. Got to be 21 gambling. Probably call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, lots of fun today. And I'm very passionate, as you can well know. And joining us now on the Comcast Business Hotline, a guy who brings it all the time. Whether he was playing 10 years in the league, bombing threes, whether he was starring for LaSalle, or whether he's killing it on ESPN as the number one NBA analyst. He is the great Tim Legler on the Comcast Business Hotline. Legs!
My man.
There he is.
How are you, brother? I hope you had a good holiday weekend, man.
Didn't do anything. I was going to knock for you. I didn't know if you were down the shore, though.
I was down the shore. It was actually one of the best 4th of July weekends as far as weather that I've ever seen at the Jersey Shore. So we had a good time down there.
Good for you, my brother. You deserve it. Good for you. What are you going to do with the NBA bubble? How's it going to work?
Well, for me, you mean
will you be up there? Yeah, will you be up there?
No, I'm not going to be there. And actually, they have made a determination that they don't even want anybody still having to travel to get and then participate in, you know, coverage from the studio in Bristol. So they have come and actually they have set up shop in my home. So when this thing starts up on July 30th, the coverage that I'll be giving for all of my Sports Center hits and whatever they want for the morning shows and everything else will actually be coming from home. So it's going to be a little bit different coverage for me. I'm not sure yet if they have figured out a way for me to do some of my, you know, video breakdowns and touchscreens and stuff, because obviously that's something you need to be there in the studio to do. So we're still working that out. But as far as my hits for all of the Sports Center pregame, postgame coverage, that's all going to come basically set up right in my house.
They That's awesome.
Put a nice production, really high level equipment at home. They've been doing this for a lot of people, obviously, so they've got the procedure down pretty much down pat now to come in and then they check it out, see how it looks, and by July 30th, I'll be up and running, ready to go.
That's awesome. I'm going to come over and heckle you.
Yeah, you come. Listen, you come over. There's like a recliner right there, off camera, and you can sit there and you know give me thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm doing that one day.
If I miss something, write it on a whiteboard and hold it up for me, and I'll get to it.
I'll be a cue card guy.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I need, a cue card guy, always.
For people who don't know, Legs are our neighbors. I live around the corner from him. I can walk through his house. The guy bring the kids over all the time because he's Coach Legler to them at the Legler camp, and so we go over and wave at Legs' house. So before we get to that, I do want to ask you about your camp, by the way. Before we get to that, I got to ask you, we've been debating all day the rotation for the Sixers. And how do you see, let's look at their starting five, and then how do you see the rotation?
Oh, man, that's a good one. Because, look, this has been leading up to this. This is obviously far more difficult than anything that I would have had to normally do going into a season. When you're starting to look at a roster coming into camp, you know who they signed over the summer. You're heading into camp. You have a pretty good idea how it's going to work out. And you can make predictions. This is going to be strange because this is such uncharted territory. And coming out of something like this with, by the time they start playing, you're talking about 4 month layoff, 4.5 month layoff from playing competitive basketball and then getting back into it. So the question is going to be, how deep are these teams willing to go in terms of minutes with their starters? And that's going to affect particularly in those first eight games when you're, you know, the Sixers aren't in threat of or in danger of not making the playoffs. They're not one of those teams. They're in. It's just a matter of where are they going to end up. So every team is going to handle those eight games differently, depending on the condition their guys are in, how many minutes do they want to play, and that's going to dramatically affect how deep you want to extend your rotation. So it's really tough to predict how exactly the minutes are going to break down with teams' benches, because I'm really curious to see how these coaches and organizations handle their starters depending on the situation you're in and you know, how much your seeding could change over those eight games. Now, the Sixers have a really easy schedule. So I don't think there's maybe as much thought process going into it for them. They want to pace these guys, I think, a little bit, Anthony. I think that's going to affect how many guys see significant minutes early, and that could affect, if somebody plays well during that time, that could affect then how much you give them once you actually do start the playoff rounds.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We were talking playoff rotation. I prefer Thibault to start, because I like the fact that we go back to defense, and early on I want Embiid and Harris and Tobias to touch the ball a lot. And I like starting with defense, and I think he'll be refreshed after hitting that rookie wall. And then I would bring Horford and Shake off the bench with, you throw in your Burks and you see Korkmaz, if he's hot, he gets more run. But I would kind of do it like that. I was curious, playoff-wise, from a strategic standpoint, how would you look at it?
Yeah, I like that as well. I think they've kind of already made the determination with Horford. I mean, you kind of saw how that was going, and I think that'll continue to be the case. I like Thibault as a starter as well, because one of the things I've always been a big proponent of, and even all the years I coached, I had a kid specifically kind of remind me of Thibault that played for me, that filled a role where at the start, it's really nice at the start of games to have someone out there that you know is going to be out there as a top-shelf defender, because sometimes you have a hard time finding rhythm early offensively, and so it's nice to be able to get stops until you find your rhythm and start making shots. And for me, I think Thibault, having a guy like Thibault out there who doesn't need a lot of touches offensively, you know he's going to compete defensively at the start. It helps set your energy. It helps set your tone for how you're going to play until you find your offensive rhythm. So I agree with you that I think that would be their best starting lineup.
And we've been talking, the great Tim Legler with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, we've been talking a lot about Shake in fact, Jimmy Lynam real high on Shake and what he could be. I'm curious, can he be a Lou Williams light type? And again, not now off the playoffs, but can you see him projecting to at some point being that guy?
Well, he certainly has that kind of game. I mean, you look at the run that he had going on. Unfortunately for him, the timing couldn't have been worse to shut down the season. When you look at the last probably 7 to 10 games that he played prior to the league getting suspended operations, this is a guy that has that kind of ability, because he's got so much like off the dribble with his herky jerkiness and his ability to get his own shot. He's not the type of guy that you have to worry about a specific system or running stuff for. He just is a natural scorer. It comes very easy to him. The way he was shooting, the three ball, I don't know if he can, shoot those kind of percentages. I mean, he was shooting the ball out of his mind from the three-point line over that stretch that we saw right before they shut it down. I don't know if he can, do that at that level. Is he a 40 to 45% three-point shooter? I'm not sure about that. But there's no question that he's a guy that can now, you play him 20, 25 minutes a game, this is a guy that's going to get you on a bad night. He's going to get you like 12 to 15. I think on a good night, he gets really cooking. He can carry you offensively because he's got that kind of ability with what he can do off the dribble. And he's certainly a confident enough and competent enough shooter that he can get it going either way. And now you've got that instant offense off your bench. So, look, Lou Williams is a name. That'd be a great name to live up to. I mean, those are big shoes to fill if you want to start making those kind of comparisons, because Lou Williams is one of the best we've ever seen do it in this league off the bench. So this is a much smaller sample size for Shake Milton, but in terms of the comparisons of their game, I think it's valid.
So, Legs, how do you size the Sixers up going into this thing? It's such an unknown, and, we've been talking about, obviously, Milwaukee. It's a tournament style, so it's going to be, there's no crowd, no fans, no home court advantage or disadvantage. How do you kind of size the Sixers up, knowing all these factors?
Yeah, man, look, they're a fascinating team for me. I think, and I was talking about them last week with somebody, and said, I don't recall ever covering a team. In all the years I've been at ESPN, it's my 19th season, I'm finishing up, my 19th postseason, I'm about to start. I don't recall ever remembering a team with the like the Sixers in this way. Their floor to ceiling is the greatest spread of anything I've ever seen. Like, I'm not going to be shocked if they lose in the first round. I'm not going to be shocked if they're playing in the finals. I don't know if I've ever said that about a team before going in. And a lot of it is because, you know, obviously they were, you know, the best in the league at home. I mean, it's the team almost unbeatable at home, completely opposite on the road. You know, 19 win differential between home and road. I mean, there's nobody even close to that that's going to be playing in the playoffs. It's one of the greatest spreads you're ever going to see from a team starting a postseason that you actually consider a threat. So for me, I say, okay, well then let's look at this now. Neutral court, no environment, no energy. So okay, that's a big loss for them in terms of what they had at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Because they're 29-2, unbelievably comfortable there. But on the road, now we have to get into what are the reasons they were bad on the road. Right? Is it because their leaders are younger guys and they didn't have that focus and that killer instinct on the road? For whatever reason, if that's the case, that's a scary proposition because for all intents and purposes, they're going to have to find that now in every game. Like, they don't have that home crowd now to just automatically kick that adrenaline in and get their focus laser sharp. That's not there. So these are all going to be like road games, but with no environment whatsoever. So is that a scary thing? Now, if you say, well, on the road, you know, for whatever reason, they get their cages rattled a little bit because they're going into these buildings and, you know, they're a team that they're going to get the best crowd because they're an exciting team to watch. They got star players and they just didn't react well to the vibe in these opposing arenas. Well, then you say, well, that's great then. They're not going to have to deal with that. Is that the problem? Is that why they struggled on the road? So we're going to find that out. But there's no doubt they've got the talent on their roster to, at the minimum, make a run to the conference finals. But, Ant, are you going to be shocked if they end up as the sixth seed and they go home in the first round in a loss to the Boston Celtics potentially, or you know, maybe the Heat if somehow they manage to catch? But I will not be stunned by that, particularly how different this is going to be for all of these teams. Because I'm telling you right now, some of these teams going down there are going to be flat at the start, and they're never going to have a chance to recover from it because they just, for whatever reason, the circumstances have made them a different team. Philly could be one of those teams.
Did you see, we're talking to Legs on the Comcast Business Hotline, did you see a lack of focus on the road? Is, you know, sometimes they come, they wouldn't be ready to play. Like, you could see sometimes distractions, which I guess is part of being a young team. And, you know, Horford was going through his own assimilation issues and the whole thing. And sometimes they lacked some focus on the road.
I think for me, more than that, what I saw out of them was a team that really did not respond well to adversity.
Yeah.
They were a team that you could see the shoulders drop. You could see the lack of communication walking off the court when Brett had to call timeout because they just gave up a 12-2 run on the road on a game that they were in, or a game maybe even they seemed like they had control of, and now here comes that 12-2 run, that 16-5 run, here comes a timeout. I never liked their body language leaving the court. And the way that they looked even in the huddle when the cameras would get in there and you would just look at, you know, guys not making eye contact with each other or with Brett. And I would say to myself, that's a team that just has no idea how to handle adversity. And the reason for me was there was no leadership voice.
Because
that's what the reason that great teams can find a way to get themselves through those kind of moments is because they've got some sort of leadership voice in there that's able to get guys, look them in the eye, and get them back where they need to be mentally to understand, we're going to come out of this now, and we're going to now go make our own run. We're going to stop the bleeding right here, and we're going to go out, we're going to turn this around, and here's what we have to do. Specifically, here's what we're going to do different that was just going on for the last 5 minutes. These are the adjustments. I don't see that look in their eye when they're walking off the court when something's gone wrong. And to me, that mainly points to leadership amongst the players. There's only so much coaches could do in that situation. It helps, look, if the team completely buys into the message, that's definitely going to help when they get over to the sideline and now a guy's going to talk to them that they absolutely have faith in. Yeah, that helps. But it helps even more to have guys walking off the court with a little bit of a nod, almost like, okay, all right, we're good. But I don't see that out of them. I see guys walking over, not speaking to each other. They look defeated.
Yeah.
And then they come out of that, and their opponent feasts on that. And now, before you know it, boom, it's another road loss. So for me, that's what I saw more than anything else. More than like not being ready at the start, it was at some point, you're going to go through one of these tough stretches. How are you going to stick together through that? And I don't think they do a very good job.
You know what? Now that you're saying it, it really crystallizes. Because I remember one of the trips I was on was Dallas, Indiana. It was a Saturday night in Dallas, and they played well in the first half, and then there was this stretch in the third quarter where it really got away from them, and they wound up losing a tough game where they should have won the game. And then it was the same thing in Indiana on the Monday night where they were leading the whole game, and then the Pacers go on a run. It was like early in the fourth quarter, and they could never get it back.
Well, I don't remember as much the Indiana game. I remember vividly the Dallas game because I was with a group of friends and I was out that night. And I remember we got to a place specifically because we got to be there by tip, got to watch this game, wanted, you know, see Luka the whole bit. I'm looking at that right now, and you're 100% right. So the score is 75-71.
Wow.
With 11 minutes left in that game, 75-71. Then the rest of the way, Dallas outscores them 34-20.
Yeah.
Down the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, Brett takes multiple timeouts trying to like figure anything out. But they're right there. And look, it's going to happen to really good teams sometimes. Look, teams, you know, it's not like they're not getting paid too. And Dallas is a good team and they got, you know, talent. They got a great coach. Like, you're going to run into that on the road. But I think that is I remember that game. It just seemed like, man, the wheels just, you could see the lug nuts like loosening up. And all of a sudden, before you know it, those wheels are off that cart. And now you got an 18-point road loss on a night when it looks like you're going to win a game in Dallas. So that's a pretty good example. And I think if you went back and looked at, I think they, what, got 24 road losses, something like that. If you went back and looked at all of those, I think you can, from a video perspective, we could go back and we could find different segments in that game that, to me, it turned against them beyond a point of no return because of their reaction to something that was going on the floor.
We're talking about legs on the Comcast Business Hotline. Now, I'm excited for them, and I wouldn't be shocked either way, like you said, but I'm expecting them to make a run. And one of the things is just the organic nature of the playoffs seems to fit their style. And I'm hoping that there's the bully ball thing comes to light and they play and they thrive because of the way they're built. The way the game slows down and you defend every possession.
I completely agree with the way that they can beat you if they so choose, because it does lend itself to the playoffs when the possessions become much more meaningful. You expect the scores to get a little bit lower. You want to get quality shots. And if you want to run your offense for long stretches through a guy like Joel Embiid, who's the most dominant low post player in the league, you're going to get really good. And Ben also attacking, getting high quality shots, being at the rim. You know, you can do that with Horford when he's on the floor without Embiid. You know, you can throw the ball into him and play a certain way. So I agree with that. My biggest question about them, and I'm fascinated to watch, and it's not just them, there are other teams too. What is it going to look like when they have to come out onto the floor and generate all of their own energy? Nothing will be created.
Wow,
for them.
That's so true, man.
Look, they're not the only team in that boat. I mean, the Bucks, I think they're 28-3 at home. I mean, they're just about as good as Philly at home. The difference is, I look at a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo,
Yeah,
and is there any doubt in your mind that he's going to be going 100 miles an hour when he hits the floor? It's just that's like the only thing he knows.
Yeah.
Like every night you watch him, it's the same intensity. That's not the case necessarily with the Sixers. So what is it going to be like when they run onto that floor and there is nothing in there to create a vibe? So it's all about self-generating that. I said it all along. Since this whole thing, you know, shut down, and then I finally, you know, you find out, okay, this is going to happen. Here's to me the biggest factors. Who's going to come out? Coaching. And you're going to see, I think, more of an absolute mandate that you get great coaching in this situation than you ever have. And I think a lot of these guys that have won before and have done things with teams deep into the postseason, I think they have an advantage, some of these teams. So coaching, huge. I think the leadership of your stars, enormous, because you've got to make sure that these guys are ready to go, and that's going to come from your best player setting the tone. They can't be flat. They can't be aloof. They've got to be locked in and making sure that other people are locked in. I think chemistry amongst the team is huge. If you go down there and feel connected and this really matters to you and you've got a really close-knit team, and that's what I put the Bucks in that category, that's a major advantage. And then the fourth thing is depth, because you're going to need some depth in this. First of all, you don't know if everybody's going.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen when you get there. You don't know who's going to be in better shape than other guys. You don't know what the coaches are going to, how they're going to view, you know, wanting to play their star players. So depth, huge. So depth, coaching, leadership of your star player, chemistry. Those are the four things that I think we're going to really learn a lot about these teams down there.
Love it. Great stuff. Lex, hey, real quick, what's the latest from the camp?
Yeah, look, we're set. We're ready to go August 3rd to 7th. It's 4 weeks from today. We're obviously, this is a fluid situation because we're still dealing with the state and trying to figure out what they want us to do as far as, you know, indoor contact sports and camps and things. But we're ready to go. I mean, TimLeglerBasketballCamp.com is the place to go. I'm proud of what we built this up to, man. 13th year doing this camp. I think it's the best camp in the area. High level teaching camp, and we're accepting registration still. It's 8 through 16, basically, boys and girls. So we have all different levels and age groups. Here's one thing I will say. We don't know if at some point they're going to tell us only certain numbers can be in the gym. If that's the case, we're going to go with what we have. If you want your kid to come, get them signed up. If for some reason this all turns and they decide we're not going to allow the camp, you know, everybody will get a full refund. So, but if you want your kid to come, if you're even interested, you need to secure a spot, because we have a feeling they're going to limit us in ways they haven't in the past. And that might mean that, unfortunately, we're going to have to tell some kids no. So go to TimLeglerBasketballCamp.com. All the information is on the website.
It's the greatest. My kids go. They will be going this year. They loved it. They got great. They had so much benefit from it. It's a great camp. Legs, I love you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Ant. You got it, man.
See you, buddy. There he is, Tim Legler on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hey, coming up right now, I want to give away a Josh Richardson autographed basketball to the number sixth caller. Will receive a Josh Richardson autographed basketball. Josh going to be on the show with Mike coming up in a little bit. You don't want to miss that. And you get an autographed photo with Jay Rich. That's pretty awesome. At 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Chewing this great stuff here today.
Yeah, a lot of great guests today. Of course, our recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want the absolute Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com. We have Keith Pompey, Jim Lynham, Kevin Negandhi, Chris Heck, and Tim Legler. Yeah. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Hey, don't forget Mikey Misk, another big show straight ahead. You don't want to miss that. He's coming up next, 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. What a great day. A lot of fun. Happy 7-6 day. And we'll come back. Don't forget tomorrow, another big one. Enjoy the day. Be safe, and we'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.